Hello, good morning. This is Liv from Liv's Boudoir Photography and More. Is this Samantha? Hi, how are you? Good, glad to hear. Do you have a few minutes to talk? Okay, wonderful. So I got your email from last night, and it looks like you're interested in having a photography session. Yes. So, yes, it seems like you're interested in more of the pinup style, maybe cosplay, costume play, something innocent yet playful. Of course. Yes, of course. I cater to all of my clients' needs, comfort levels. I've done weddings, graduations. I can go very PG when needed. I can definitely put away the garter belts and the stockings. So, Yes. Yes, it's October. So we're coming up on Halloween here, and it's the perfect time to bring out that playful side of yourself. Did you see any of the pinup examples that tickled your fancy on the website? Oh, yes, I love that one. The pinup girl reading ghost stories, sitting with her leg bent, with her skirt falling down a little down her thigh. Showing the garter, very, very sexy, classy, smart. I would say that says reading is sexy. One of my favorites. You can bring your own book. I do have some props that would work nicely. I have quite a large library, so don't worry about that. And remember, we don't have to do all Halloween, though being a naughty nurse or cheeky witch straddling a broom is very popular right about now. Oh. Yes. Yes, autumn scenes are nice too, with apples, that forbidden fruit, temptation vibe, or raking the yard with leaves, where the wind is blowing like, and your skirt's flying up just like that Marilyn Monroe movie, you know. Oh, yes, if it feels too revealing, we don't have to do that. No. We're talking very, very innocent yet playful. Yes. I have done picnic scenes. I do have a woods behind my house. If it's too cold, I have a way to set up a nice picnic inside as well with hot cocoa, apples, leaves. Yes, we could do that too. Well, why don't you look at the website a little bit more, get some more ideas, and then shoot me an email. Okay. Yes. Do you have any questions so far? Okay. Not to worry. I usually carry dress sizes, different sizes of things from about 8 to 14, but I usually recommend that you actually pick something from your own wardrobe because it makes you feel more comfortable. And then if you're doing some sort of fall scene, try to pick like reds, oranges, browns, golds, various things like that. Okay? Yes. Because of COVID especially, and because it would just be disgusting if I left everything unwashed, I wash everything after every session at the whole place is sanitized. Any other questions? My, you're very eager, aren't you? Yes, we can schedule you right now. How about next Friday? I have a 3 p.m. Would that work? Fabulous. I will see you then, Samantha. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. What a delightful young lady. So eager. I can tell she's going to be a lot of fun. Welcome, Samantha. Come on in, dear. Look at you, sexy librarian slash teacher. You look like you're right out of a 50s magazine. Did you time travel? Oh, you watched those tutorials, didn't you? You did your assignment very well. And those red lips. Oh, my. Samantha, do you ever go by Sam? Well, Sam, thank you for being so prompt. I appreciate that. How was your day? Short and sweet. Mm-hmm. I like those days, too. Very nice, dear. Well, all right, let's head down to my studio. Come this way. Watch your step in those gorgeous Mary Janes. Yes, wow. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I completely transformed this entire basement into my photography studio. I have 5 rooms with different themes. Changing room, bathroom. It's pretty much a photographer's paradise. Oh, yes. Thank you for noticing. I like to get into the fall time mood with candles. So I light those. And then I have a book-scented candle over there as well. Can you catch that? Yeah. Who doesn't like the smell of a book, right? It's nice and cozy down here. I like to make people feel at home. And what better than cinnamon, apple cider, and books? Come on. Okay. So let me give you a tour. Here's the laundry room, which actually is my laundry room, but I use it for pinup scenes. You know, get your dress cut in the washer. Don't you hate it when the washer gets fresh with you? And over here, I have the kitchen area, which is also real. I used to rent the basement out before I got serious with my career, but it actually works out perfect. And down here is the bathroom, changing room. Here is the massive boudoir. I have the fluffy bed, couple chaise lounges, full-length mirrors that can be really pretty for photography. I have a nice vanity for putting up makeup, that kind of thing. Very feminine photography. And, oh, well, this room is for people with unique tastes. But this door will stay shut for now. And last but not least, this is the space where we will be spending our time. I love this space because I have 3 backdrops. So it makes it really nice and easy to go from each scene, especially when I run my three scene special. Okay. Well, we should get started. Have you been practicing the facial exercises I told you about? Good girl. Well, let's warm up those lips and those cheeks with those vowels I talked about. The A, E, I, O, U. Mm-hmm. A, E, come on, let's do it together. A, E, I, O, ooh, U. Some people just do ooh. It's just easier that way. Mm-hmm. Do that a few more times, and then we will get started. Ooh, and your ooh is just sexy. I love it. Okay. So since you picked out the sexy librarian hot teacher with a Halloween vibe, we're going to start in this scene. I have a chair for you. You're going to sit on it and you're going to read your book. And I see that you brought Bram Stoker. Perfect. And that cover, that leather. Beautiful. All right. Have a seat, dear. Are you nervous? Take a deep breath. I will guide you through this. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. Okay? All right, sit on the chair and you can rest your leg up on this little prop. It's a couple books stacked upon each other. It's not a real stacking of books. It's just a prop. So it's very sturdy. Don't worry. All right, put your leg on that so that your dress can kind of fall down and show that beautiful garter. Yes, like that. Now hold your book and give me that ooh, ooh sound. Very sexy. I love it. Pull your skirt just a little bit further down. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to have you lean forward a little bit. Very nice. Toss your hair back. Here, wait, let me do it. Okay. Oh, so soft. That's right, pretty girl. We want to show the goods. That's perfect. Okay, back to business. Mm-hmm. Play with those vowels a little bit more. You can give me that cheesecake smile. Hey, you can do anything. Just get into character. Think about being that naughty librarian. Yes, get playful. Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes. Head down a little bit. Okay, we're going to try a different position. So I want you to turn toward the camera and then put your knees together, but spread your feet wide and turn your toes in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now lower the book just above your knees. You know, I'm going to give you some glasses that will really bring out that librarian look. Hold on. Here you go, sweetie. Oh, yes. Oh, perfect. Okay. So now I want you to look at me with your head down just a little bit, chin down just a little bit, and look at me over the rims of the glasses. Yes. Yes. Like you're saying, oh, these books are mine. Anyone wanting to check them out will have to get through me first. Something like that. Oh, yes. Very nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Keep thinking about that character. This is how you get the really good shots. Mm-hmm. Oh, are you naughty readers? Have you been eating Cheetos while reading these pages and you're getting them all dirty, naughty, naughty? Do you need a spanking? Oh, that's right. Get into character. Uh-huh. Lick those lips. Okay, now I want you to put the book down. Spread your legs wide with your hands between your legs like you're hiding a prize. Mm-hmm. That's right. Look what I have. I'm not giving it to you without you begging. Mm-hmm. Oh, you really want to read Puss in Boots? I said beg. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay to feel naughty here. Yes, yes. Okay, that was super hot. All right, let's go over here. This is the second scene that I have set up for you. Okay, so this is a very tall stack of books. Really not a stack of books, just a prop. Very sturdy. I want you to throw your leg up right on top of that stack and let that skirt fall. Mm-hmm. Rest it on top. Yes. Very, very hot. Hot, hot, hot. Mm-hmm. Yes. Guide your hand from the top of your knee down. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, sticking a finger in your mouth. My goodness. It's getting hot in here. You little siren. Okay, now let's go over to the teacher set here. I have it all set up for you. Nice teacher's desk, apple on top. Yeah, have a seat on top of the desk. Cross your legs. Hand out a little bit. And then grab that apple and put it to your, almost to your lips, as if you're going to take a bite. And just kind of look at me sideways. Yeah. Oh, raise an eyebrow. Ooh, that's good. Okay, give me another one like that. Yes, but tilt your head back so your hair is kind of flowing down your back like that. That was definitely the money shot. Samantha, what are you doing? Yeah, yes, of course you can take off your dress. Are you sure you feel comfortable to do that? Okay. Well, when in Rome, right? Wow. Oh my. Stunning. Absolutely stunning. Hold it right there. Oh, your garter detached from your stocking. Let me help it. Let me help you. Here. These are actually really hard to do. I can't believe the women in the 1950s did this. Yeah. The black corset, garter, stockings, those red lips. Milky white breasts popping out. You were like a little present underneath that dress. Let me feel this corset. So silky. And the embroidery is expensive, my dear. You've been holding out on me. Samantha. Well, that's a twist. You're kissing me. Are you feeling a little excited? I've seen this before. Things like this kind of bring the wild side out of people. You're just an exhibitionist waiting to happen. Your lips are so soft. Let me feel how much you like this. Just as I suspected. Soaked. Let me feel you. Does that feel good? Nod your head if it feels good. Do you want more? Show me how you like it. Grind those hips on my hand. That's right, pretty girl. Your tongue. I'm so eager. You're so worked up. Your tits are heaving. Let me kiss them. Let me nuzzle into your cleavage. I could tell from your email. You would be a lot of fun. more, dirty girl. Nod your head. It's okay. Good girl. Give me your hand. And follow me. I can show you what that other room is for.